Support for this KQED podcast comes from Walmart Labs, based in Silicon Valley. Powered by its own open source technology, Walmart Labs engineers code in an agile DevOps environment. Learn more about engineering and big data positions at walmartlabs.com.
And that would be a disappointment, because, my fellow drought-stricken Californians, you're showing such promise, slashing your water intake by 27% in June. But hold on. KQED's Jessica Platchek says all that good conservation, it's having some not-so-good consequences on sewer systems.
What you're smelling right now? I warned you about this.
That's Andrew Clark, and he's talking about the stench at a sewage treatment plant in San Francisco. Clark is a chief plant operator, and he explains why water conservation has been bad for the city's sewer pipes.
The plant was originally designed to have 83 million gallons a day. We're currently down as low as 50 million gallons a day.
In other words, less water is moving through the sewer lines as San Franciscans cut back on everything from showers to sprinklers and, of course, toilet flushes. This is a problem because sewer systems need a certain amount of water to push solid waste towards treatment plants. With less water flowing, the concentrated waste is settling in the city's pipes.
If the solids are sitting out there, then you have the potential of some releases of hydrogen sulfide gas. That basically is very corrosive and can break down concrete.
The concern? The poop is eating the pipes. And this is happening across the state. In Sacramento, they're fighting corrosion by damming up the wastewater, then opening the floodgates. The idea? Create enough water pressure to move the solid waste. Further south in Monterey County, wastewater officials are pumping recycled agricultural water through the pipes. Paul Sciuto is the general manager at Monterey Regional Water Pollution Control Agency.
And that's up to 4 million gallons a day. So it is a substantial amount of water that has been reutilized, if you will.
That water is from agricultural businesses in Salinas, which use it to wash and package your veggies. You know, like the bags of pre-washed romaine lettuce you buy at the store.
And the city of Salinas has done a great job with this and in making it available and allowing it to happen quickly.
But this system isn't perfect. It still uses water during a drought. Sciuto imagines as Californians continue to conserve water into the far future, cities will need to come up with a long-term fix. To this end, Monterey is looking to upgrade their system. One idea is to insert lining in the pipes.
Imagine slipping a sock through a pipeline that is of a fiberglass material or a resin that is not susceptible to the effects of deterioration and corrosion of the wastewater.
But of course, that costs money. Money, Sciuto says, the county doesn't have. So for now, they're looking for ways to raise the funds. For the California Report, I'm Jessica Plachek.